This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. The need for continuous development of skills amongst workers has become even more crucial as the pandemic changes the world of work drastically. In order to better understand what labor unions can do to help this skills development, the Workers' Activities Bureau of the United Nations International Labor Organization held a global webinar. The Bureau operates under its French acronym ACTRAV. One of the participants in the webinar was Martin Henry. Mr. Henry is a research officer with Education International, the global union for teachers and other educators. He raised a central question about how workers will be able to develop their employment skills as the pandemic continues on.
If in the time of COVID, we're talking about access via the internet and via ICT and those sorts of ways to innovative practice, how are we going to develop the whole of the world and the whole of the workers' population? There are equity issues in that that we have to resolve. And I'm working in Africa, as we have been intensively over the past couple of months. Those questions in the education system are huge as well, where you've had many students who've not been at school. How do we connect them back into the system of working out how to develop their skills in a broad sense, and how we get them connected to a whole life of learning so that they're going to be able to continue to grow and continue to think in this way. Unions also need to be involved in shaping the needs of workers and workers shaping their understanding, because it's not a one-way street. There has to be a negotiation between union management and workers on the shop floor about how those skills are changing and shifting. And they may also have requirements that are personal, that are about developing skills outside of the workplace and are connected to their communities and their ability to support and be engaged in sustainability issues, environmental issues, issues across a broader picture. We've also got to be clear that the knowledge that needs to be delivered in terms of the skills that are applicable in the workplace must be delivered by trained professionals. There are, of course, unions who are able to do that job. Now, I include unions as educators because they're trained professionals in their understanding of what the worker is experiencing and how the worker is responding. And when we talk about the barriers that have been thrown up, they're multifarious. I've already referred to the equity issue and the issue of access and internet, which must be overcome. There's also a fractured global infrastructure that must be brought together in a more cohesive way. And we've seen in the last few months, in very clear and no uncertain terms, that a drive away from collaboration and cooperation across countries and between people is not going to help us, either in facing COVID or in facing the challenges that skills changes are bringing to us. I think our ability to opt out of learning is disappearing. And there must be a way in which we recognize that as workers who take power in this question, that we must be central to the solution. To go back to my African colleague who said, we're not just troublemakers running round, we're actually the glue that will hold this economy together. And that's only going to happen through collaboration between all of us as unions in different areas, that we're able to support each other. And as educators, we believe we've got a crucial role to play. We also believe that ILO has a crucial role to play. And we think that we should stiffen up the approach to lifelong learning by moving towards a lifelong learning guarantee. Because just saying we want it to happen doesn't mean that employers are going to get a magic wand out of their back pocket and all of a sudden start putting their hands in deep and pulling out the cash to enable workers to do those shifts. I think it's a really important time for us, and the opportunities that come out of being in this situation are many, as well as the barriers that we face. And that through collaboration and cooperation and through strength across the workers' movement, we can make a difference.